Oh, I'll speak my southern English as natural as I please. I'm in the heart of Dixie, Dixie's in the heart of me. And someday when I make it, when luck finds a way, somewhere high on Lookout Mountain, I'll just smile with pride and say,
and welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Joining us now here as we are at the Henninger Potato Festival, the breakfast put on by my buddy House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter and Senate Majority Leader Steve Livingston. But we got Mark Gidley from East Alabama, new member here. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great, man. It's great to be on with you this morning.
Hey, we appreciate you coming by. Well, let's kick it off here. I mean, this was this last session. I mean, you earned your battle scars, didn't you?
Well, we did. It was, there was a lot of things we had to deal with. There were some things that came up that were, we weren't expecting, like the IVF issue and that kind of thing. We moved quickly on that. But all in all, Jeff, I think it was a very productive session. What we did for school choice with a bill that I believe was very good on both sides of the issue, that protected public education, but also gave families an opportunity to move around a little bit and give some choices to people maybe that need to move in different directions. That was very, very, very good. So, all in all, I think we had a good session. We passed some good legislation. It's already been mentioned here this morning about, our budget helping with law enforcement and helping with other different things. It is extremely, extremely important. Our ETF budget, one of the things, let me speak to, that I was very encouraged with, and I guess for lack of a term that we won't, the Bible says we're not to be lifted up in pride, but I'm proud of this just because of the accomplishment. But the assistant principal bill that I sponsored that went through our house and has passed and the governor has already signed, I think was a very good bill. This allowed us to be able to put more assistant principals in many of our public schools, which is extremely important because discipline is an issue. And, of course, that's not the only role that assistant principals fill, but that was one main role. And already some schools in my district, in my area, are benefiting from that. So anything we can do to strengthen education, to give tools to those people that work in that. I mean, I have two beautiful daughters that both work in education and a son-in-law as well. And then many people that I know, and I work closely with our schools, try to stay in contact with them, to offer them anything we can do. So I was really excited about that and doing anything we can to help bolster our public education and private education as well and give them tools that they can use to be more effective in the classroom. So that was a couple of things. Of course, we stood up for life. We stood up for, traditional marriage.
Right.
Susan DeBose, with some of the bills that she's put forward, has been really great at protecting those things that we know are just the correct values. So just give you a little bit of that. We had a very productive session and very excited about getting back, and seeing what we can do for the state of Alabama come February of next year.
Well, and you just felt this last year, and I was up there every week, toward the end of the session, you started kind of feeling the fatigue, and gambling took a lot of oxygen out of everyone's cells.
It did. It?
But you look at it at face value, if you take the gambling discussion out of it, I mean, it was a pretty decent legislative session as far as these conservative ideas that you want a Republican supermajority to put forth.
Absolutely. It was, I think, a very good session. And you say something there too, Jeff, is I'm very proud of Alabama. I'm very proud of our very conservative stand and how we fight for those things. One of the things that I said, Jeff, when I was running for office was that I believe it's state governments that are going to hold our federal government in check with good conservative values, values that our country was founded on. And here we are today, Jeff, and so it's because it's so excited to be in DeKalb County. I love DeKalb County. But here we are celebrating the 4th of July, and the birth of the greatest nation on the planet. And a few moments ago, when I offered the prayer over our meal this morning, I reminded us of the fact that, you know, our country was founded on biblical principles. That's not creating a religion. That is simply stating who we are as a nation. That's one of our historical things that we know is true, is the fact that we were founded on biblical principles. If you read the Founding Fathers, let me just share one quote with you right here, especially since it's the 4th of July this morning and we're here. This is from John Adams. And this is what John Adams said in response to the 4th of July, the day that recognizes our national independence and the little birthing of this nation. He said, "This date will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I'm apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore." So that's what John Adams put forth on the very first 4th of July, and what we still do, celebrating this nation. But here's the other side of that coin, Jeff. If we don't fight for the values that made us great, we will cease to be the great nation we are. I have said this on the radio interviews. I've said it publicly and privately many ways, that our biblical principles that founded this nation, now whether you agree with it or not, this is who we are. This is what we were founded on. This is the fabric that put us together. Those principles that put us, this nation, together, that created the fabric of who we are, if those principles are removed, we will unravel as a nation. And that's not to create a religion. That's not to create some denominational structure or whatever, and the nation to command people to attend that. That's what they came out from under in England. This is the free expression of who we are as a nation. So it's extremely important. And our state values and fighting for those and making sure we hold conservative, pro-life, pro-family values and small government values, all of those things are extremely important, I believe, state by state, in holding our federal government accountable. So I think states hold a tremendous role in the future of this nation.
And I talk about this on my show all the time. It's like, it's important for Alabama to take a lead here because we are one of the more conservative states in the union. But we're in this era, all across the country, people look to government as a higher power now.
Right.
This is like something kind of, maybe the last 30, 40 years, where we've replaced like our faith with like looking for solutions to all our problems. We now look to government, and we put government on this pedestal. And government's just going to let you down. Elected officials, putting that much stock in something like that, it leads to this kind of perilous predicament we're in right now, I think. Right. I mean, look at the president and everything going on with that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So it's like, as far as the state of Alabama goes, it's important to, like you said, I think, reinforce these traditional structures like the family, the church, and not look toward other, not look toward like these government solutions all the time.
Well, let's just look at a famous quote by what I believe is one of our greatest presidents of all time. I believe definitely the greatest president of the 20th century. That's Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said the most dangerous words and the most scary words in the English language are, "We're the government and we're here to help." Okay, and that's exactly right. Now, what's the government to do? The government is to create a structure to make sure we stay safe, to make sure we stay protected. That's where the military comes in and all of that kind of thing. But as far as looking to the government for everything we need, Jeff, you're exactly right. That is the most dangerous place we can ever be. Because we, and this is, I believe, the structures, Jeff, that I think our federal government has tried to create in many cases in the last several decades, is a society that is totally dependent on the government.
Right.
When that happens, then we do become dependent on the government, and that gives rise. Listen, I just read a book a few months ago about socialism, written by one of the greatest authors on American history, William Federer. I have his book, America's God and Country, that is a super thick book of all the quotes of founding fathers and others. He talked about socialism and the rise of communism and how it works. And it works by the gradual control, getting gradual control in all different sectors of people's lives. It is, well, it is the responsibility of the public to make sure we keep things in balance. This government was created of and for and by the people, not of and for the by government leaders. And the more power we give to them to control our lives, the less power we have. Let me mention something else to you real quick, Jeff. There's a very wrong scenario, a very wrong way that we look at our three branches of government. You'll hear people sometimes say we have three equal branches of government. We do not have three equal branches of government. They're not equal. And they're created that way for a purpose. We understand the president has certain powers. He has certain executive powers. He has a little bit control over money, but not total control. The Supreme Court has no law-making ability, and they have no purse strings at all. But the legislature has the power to declare war. They have the power to make law, and they also have the power of the purse. In other words, they control the monetary system. Why is that? So we see three branches here. Which is the strongest of the three? It's the legislative branch. Why is that the strongest? It's the branch that's closest to the people.
Right.
It's the branch where the people say, I want you to go in this democratic republic. We hear a lot about democracy.
Democracy.
Democracy, democracy, democracy. We don't have a democracy, Jeff. We have a democratic republic. We elect people to go represent us. And why is that legislative branch the most powerful? That's the one where people should be from just common life go and represent the people in Montgomery, but also in Washington, D.C. So we understand that's the way it is, but we're turning this thing upside down, and we got to right this ship. If we don't, we're headed to problems.
Well, it's our system, and this is my belief, though. The focus is on the individual. The focus is on, you know, your individual rights and liberties. Whereas there's this push, and it's like a Western European kind of socialism or something, where the focus has become the collective. And that's what, like, you see all this policy and all these things. It's like, what are they thinking there? But the emphasis has become, like, it takes a village or whatever.
Yeah.
And it takes, what's important about that to me is, like, we got to be like a bulwark here. We can't allow that to continue.
Oh, exactly. We cannot. And we've got to right that. We've got to set things back in order. We've got to understand how our founders. And here's one of the things, Jeff, that I believe we have so strayed from in the last 50 or 60 years is we have moved away. We've watched the Supreme Court, starting in the 40s, move away from precedent that was set for 170 years in our country. Let me give you one example here. One example is what we've seen happen in the religious freedom sector of our country with the overturning of what we know as the Lemon Law. What was the Lemon Law? The Lemon was a law that was a court case, but Lemon versus Kurtzman in 1971. It was a religious freedom case, and the Supreme Court at that time took up that religious freedom case and ruled against religious freedom in 1971, but then they set their own standard in 71 about the test they would use for future religious cases.
Right.
That is absolutely against the Constitution. They threw out all precedent, used their own ideological views, set their own precedent, and so this is why we saw the Ten Commandments kicked out. This is why we saw religious symbolism removed from public places. All of those things that are a historical part of who we are removed by their ideology they created, not the precedent of our Constitution. Now, thanks to Coach Joe Kennedy and his case that went to the Supreme Court after 7 years, that Lemon Law was kicked out. And people are scared to death of that. But that doesn't mean the state's going to create a religious system. It means we have the opportunity to go back to the historical foundations of who we are as a nation. And like I said a while ago, we remove that fabric, we will see this nation unravel. And I do see a few things seemingly, Jeff, that are beginning to rot. And of course, people are going crazy over those things. Many are on the left, but still, I see some things that are handling. And I look at it, Jeff, totally as the hand of God, riding this ship, getting us back to where we need to be, because this God has hands on this nation, and he's got some things he still wants to do with America.
And we're joined by State Representative Mark Gidley here. We'll get you out of here on this. I know you got to roll on out of here, but this whole idea where they're trying to break away, it's just, you hear separation of church and state, separation of church and state.
Right.
But what the secular left that's really promoting a lot of this, it's separation of morality and state, right?
Exactly.
It's not, you know, exactly. It's not the biblical, you're not,
exactly.
they want it because if it's Christianity, for example, you know, looks down on certain activities or beliefs or behaviors, they want to associate that with being a judgment against a lifestyle or particular point of view. But that's not, you take that out of it, and where they're like conflating that, it's, you know, there's a lot of other religions, for example, that look down on best behavior. And so it's a moral question, and it's the kind of country we want to live in. And I think that's like, that's how they try to undermine these like just traditional things we've done for the last 200 years.
Well, Jeff, there has to be, in any society, if it's going to survive, there has to be a moral compass. The moral compass our founders chose was biblical principles.
Right.
There has to be a moral compass. Once you remove that moral compass, you totally lose your ability to know where your destination is and where you're going. It's like the biblical reference in the Old Testament where the Bible says that every man just did what was right in his own eyes. We realize that society cannot survive that way. The children of Israel didn't survive that way, and society can't survive that way. So we have to have a moral compass. Our founders understood that was a biblical principle. Let me tell you what John Adams said. John Adams, to go ahead and quote him again, John Adams made the statement. He said, "Our Constitution is created for a moral and religious people and is not sufficient to any other." So John Adams said, we created this Constitution with that moral fabric of biblical moral principles. If those things erode, this Constitution is not worth anything as far as guiding this country if you erode the very principles on which it was founded.
Representative, you've been very kind to make time for us this morning. Safe travels today, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Grab his pants and fear that stands for we jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around.